Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you for taking a break from your Thanksgiving festivities to learn together a little bit this evening. Tonight, Bezras Hashem, we are going to learn Simin Shin Mem Beis. This is page Kuf Tzadi Gimel Mem Beis, but we're starting on Kuf Tzadi Gimel Mem Aleph, Simin Shin Mem Beis in the Shulchan Aruch. So says the Shulchan Aruch, rather, Kol Advarim Shem Asur Midrashav from Lo Gazra Aleihem Ben Hashmashos. So anything that's only innocent Midrabanan, they would never go there during Ben Hashmashos, and therefore you're allowed to violate the Rabbanans during Ben Hashmashos. But that's only if there's some sort of dvar mitzvah at stake or there's a dochak of some sort. Ketzad, what's an example? You're allowed to go during Ben Hashmashos to climb a tree in order to swim in the water in order to fetch a lulav or a shofar. That's for a dvar mitzvah. You can also take something off of a tree or take from a carmelus an eruv that you had made. So a dochak would mean that if a person is very bothered or very under duress or stress for something that's only a shvus mutter ben shmashos, you're allowed to violate ben shmashos. Umitamze mutter lom ben shmashos leinuyudi ladik neber shabbos, and that's why during ben shmashos you're allowed to ask an Einu Yehudi to light a candle for you on Shabbos, because Amir al-Nachri is only a Shavuos, so you're allowed to do that during Ben HaShemashos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Aleph, Kol Advarim. So he said, everything that's only a Drabanan is Mutar Ben HaShemashos. Lishna to Kol Lav Dafka. The word Kol is not really accurate over here. D'yesh Dvarim Sheyisur Midivrisam for Gozra Aleim Ben HaShemashos Afle Tzorach Mitzvah, because there are some things that are only Asami Drabanan, and you are not allowed to do them Ben HaShemashos, even for the sake of a mitzvah. Kigaram Vor L'Kamarim Sim Tavta, like the case that the Shulchan Aruch says about Eruve Tchumin in Simon Tav Tes, that there are certain things you're not allowed to do, and to move things less than Dalet Amos at a time. And the reason why those Durabanans are more Chamor is because they're more likely to lead to Doraisas. And many posts can hold, you're not allowed to make an Erev Tchumen during Ben HaShemashos, even if the reason you need an Erev Tchumen is for the sake of a mitzvah. And likewise, even if you hold the Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is only in Issur Drabanan, you're not allowed to do Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa during Ben HaShemashos. And certainly if you hold like the Rambam, the Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is a Dar Raisa, then for sure you're not allowed to do it during Ben HaShemashos. Vida, the Kol Siv Zelo Merik Shkibel of Shabbos. Very important to note, the Mishnah Berurah says, this entire sif is not relevant once you are Mekabel Shabbos. Avalim Kibel of Shabbos, if you've been Mekabel Shabbos, Kigon, Al Yidei Mizmor Shel Yom Shabbos, Al Chadodi Bizmanenu, however we define Kabbalah Shabbos, whether it's through the recitation of Mizmor Shel Yom Shabbos, or whether it's through the recitation of L'Chadodi, Mevor Le'el B'Sim Reish Samchal V'Shafilu Hum Yibol Yom, even if it's broad daylight, V'Afilu M'Nachat Tzibur Kiblu Olav. And only that, even if you weren't Mekabel Shabbos, but the Tzibur was Mekabel Shabbos, Shaz Chalul of Shabbos Bal Korcho, where Shabbos is then Chal Bal Korcho, Asul L'Lasus Kol Shvus Batzma Afilu Dvar Mitzvah. You're not allowed to violate any Shvus for yourself, even for the sake of a Dvar Mitzvah, Imlo Al Yedei Ovid Gilulim, unless it's Al Yedei Amiru L'Nachri. So this entire Kula that we're making on a Shvus during Ben HaShemashos, Sif Katan Alef comes to limit that Kula. That, first of all, there are a bunch of Drabanans that you're never allowed to do during Ben HaShemashos. Second of all, it's a Kula for Ben HaShemashos, but it is not a kula for being Mekabel Shabbos early. Ben HaShemashos says Mishburuz Manim of Or Leb Simin Reish Samach Aleph Ayin Sham. When exactly Ben HaShemashos is much discussion in Simin Reish Samach Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch writes that it's the amount of time it takes to walk 3/4 of a meal, which is about 18 minutes, and maybe less than that, maybe 13 and a half minutes if a meal is 18 minutes. So exactly when that is, when the Ben HaShemashos starts, is also subject to some machlokas. But the Magnavram is Mesupak, these kulas, do they apply even on the Ben HaShemashos at the tail end of Shabbos? It could be the Shulchan Aruch is only being makel on these things when it comes to Shabbos coming in, because there's a difference between Shabbos coming in and Shabbos coming out. The misfeka lo paka kedusha, because when Shabbos is coming in, the previous chazaka was that it was not a yom kadosh. Whereas when Shabbos is going out, the previous chazaka is that there is kedusha seyom. So from a suffix, you're not going to rid yourself of kedusha seyom. Ob chayadim kasev lahachmir. The chayadim is machmir. Vaimbir alach sheveinu da beis meir yichriya de medina in chilak. However, the beis meir says that we're not mechalik between the Ben Hashmashos on Friday night and the Ben Hashmashos on Motzei Shabbos. Vaf Motzei Shabbos Ben Hashmashos Mutzah Shavus L'Tzorch Mitzvah, and therefore this kula applies even on Ben Hashmashos on Motzei Shabbos. Chaim Berke Yosef Kasev Kem B'Shem Rashba K'sav Yad Erevin Deshav Ben Hashmashos on Motzei Shabbos in Ben Hashmashos Erev Shabbos, and the Chida and Berke Yosef agrees as well. Umi Kol Makom L'Maaseh Kasev D'Yesh L'Hachem Motzei Shabbos B'Shem Tenu B'Kin B'Zman Ben Hashmashos Masei Maskel Zman Sheinenu Vada Yom. However, even though the base mayor says that we could be makel on Ben Hashmashos and Matzai Shabbos, he says lemaisa we got to be machmir because we're not really sure when Ben Hashmashos really starts and when Vadayom really ends. Vayin bir alacha v'chein morid mea ilan, and you can also take something off of a tree. V'chashav tzorach mitzvah avshein tzorach lezeh ata kol kach b'Shabbos, and that's considered to be a tzorach mitzvah even though you don't need the item so much right now on Shabbos. Mishum de mitchile ein mar v'niru v'tchum enel dvar mitzvah v'imiyah osel arido laviyot zlo liyachol eruv v'il kol tzorach mitzvah. Meaning, you don't need the Erev Tchumen so much that's in the tree, but if you were to not be allowed to access your Erev Tchumen, then the whole Erev would be invalid, and you're only allowed to make an Erev Tchumen for the sake of a mitzvah. So it will turn out that you're losing out on whatever mitzvah you were making this Erev Tchumen for if the Erev Tchumen becomes inaccessible, and therefore we allow you to go fetch it during Ben Hashmashos from the tree so that it will be accessible for the remainder of Shabbos. And therefore, the Dvar Mitzvah you intended to do will still be in play. O Motzi Mea Carmelis, Ratzalom Ravu is Kavin Liklos Shrisa Bershul Samar Bershul Siachar Samachetz Ala Carmelis. You want your Erev Tchumen not to be in a Carmelis, but to be in a Rishul Siachar Rishul Sram that's right near the Carmelis. Vilno Yerasha Ben Hashmasha, Shuzman Chalos Eruv, Lotzi Mea Carmelis Avio, Etzlolo Yechol Eruvo. And if you're not able to move it in time, at some point during Ben Hashmasha, to the Rishul Siachar Rishul Sram where you want to actually be Kona Shvisa, well then your Erev is not going to be Chal, Vilachay. And therefore we allow you to go fetch your Eruv. Meaning the Sif started by saying you're allowed to violate the Rabbanan's Ben Hashmashos in one of two circumstances, either for the sake of a mitzvah or for a case of a dochak. So we already gave examples of the case of a mitzvah. You need a shofar, you need a lulav, you need to get your Eruv. But what exactly is a case of a dochak? So that's what this line of Shulchan Aruch is coming to tell me. Where you're very pressured about it and you feel very tarud in this matter, which makes it a shasad chak. Meaning, obviously, why are you feeling so much pressure? Must be because it's a shasad chak, and that's why we're makil. He says that the Bir Agra says that that which the Rambam allows when you're Tarud V'Nechbaz doesn't just mean I'm feeling a little anxious. It means that there's a real serious need, that it's a major tzorech, such as running away from a kuti who's out to get you. So that's a tzorech Dvar Mitzvah. Dehainu afiluk sheir v'munach ali ilano b'karmelis. You're allowed to do that even when to set up your Eruv, even if it's on a tree or it's in a Carmelis. Where the Marshal writes that the Heter of Nechbaz means that anything that if you don't do, you'd be so upset on Shabbos that you'd be very upset on Shabbos, you're allowed to do Ben Hashmashos Al Yedei Nachri. So the Marshal says over there, Avilibi Nokef Lahachmir Remain B'zeh Shum Tzorech L'Shabbos, that I would think you have to be machmir unless there's an actual Shabbos need for it. But if it's a hefsid merubah or a tzorech gadol, even when there's not a Shabbos need for it, especially if you're going to do al yidei amir l'rachri, it's going to be mutter. So we said, so because of that, you're allowed to ask an any yudi lahadluk lo ner b'Shabbos. Hai b'Shabbos ratzalomar shiadluk tekef in hashmashos l'tzorech Shabbos. When we say b'Shabbos, it doesn't mean on Shabbos. It means for Shabbos, that you want him to light it during Ben Hashmashos for the sake of Shabbos. Avol mevakshos shiadlik achar kach b'shabbos gufa ze asra. Afilim bikshom yibod yom kuvur alav b'simchin zayin sif beis. But to have enough relight a candle for you mamish on Shabbos, even if you asked him already on erev Shabbos to do it, but he's doing it on Shabbos, that's for sure asr. V'lav dafkel tzorch suda matir mechaber duah dinim mevaksho shiadlik b'chedish yishin sham gam kin yesh lahakel. It's not only if you need that for the suda, even if you just need the light on in a room that you're going to sleep in, that is also going to be mutter. So to review what we learned tonight, we said that anything that is a drabanan, but not anything that's a drabanan, there are certain drabanans that are karov to be maybe lide melacha gemur daraisa, which we would not allow, and certainly anything that's melach shen tzrich l'gufa, even though that might only be drabanan, we would not allow. But for many, many, many drabanans, we allow violating it during ben hashmashos. Magen Avraham wasn't sure, does ben hashmashos mean even the motzai Shabbos ben hashmashos? So the Beis Meir, for the most part, is makil on that issue. So you're allowed to do things that are drabanans during ben hashmashos, provided that it's either a tzorach mitzvah, such as being able to go up on a tree to get your lulav or a shofar, or to get your eruv from the tree so that it will be accessible for the entirety of Shabbos, or if it's for the sake of a dochak. And a dochak would mean that a person is very tarud v'nechpas, that a person is very bothered by it, it's causing him a great deal of tsar. And then we said, and therefore you're allowed to ask an achri to light a candle during Ben HaShmashos for the sake of Shabbos. But certainly you're not allowed to ask him to light a candle on Shabbos itself. This whole heter only applies during Ben HaShmashos. Okay, Ben HaShem, on Sunday, we will pick up with another one Si'if Simen, which is Shin Mem Gimel, about Dinim of a Katan B'Shabbos, and then there's only one more Simen after that. So Ben HaShem, I think next week we finish Chelek Gimel and we get to start Chelek Dalet. Everyone have a wonderful evening.